USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, for the first time, addressed criticism from Senator Bernie Sanders' camp over the former vice president's record on Social Security. Biden criticized the Sanders campaign for pushing a video that he describes as doctored that appears to show Biden agreeing with former Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan's stance on privatizing the program.
Well, there's a little doctored video going around put out by one of Bernie's people, saying that I agreed with Paul Ryan about wanting to privatize Social Security. They doctored the photo. They doctored the piece. And it's acknowledged that it's a fake.
Biden noted that PolitiFact determined the video takes his comments out of context. But PolitiFact has answered by stating it is worth noting that despite Biden's repeated use of the words doctored and faked, the video is neither. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The president's personal legal team says that the case against him is constitutionally invalid. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Among those recently added to that legal team, Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz. Here, when asked about his time as a lawyer defending controversial figures like O.J. Simpson and Jeffrey Epstein, Dershowitz says,
I'm very proud of my role as a defense lawyer. I did nothing wrong in any of those cases, and I will proceed to make my argument in this case, without concern for what people think about who I represented in the past.
I'm Chris Barnes.
As abortion supporters brace for another year of restrictions and court battles, the group Planned Parenthood is throwing its weight into the 2020 election. This week, Planned Parenthood launched the biggest electoral effort in history, a $45 million spend to support presidential, congressional, and state-level candidates in the 2020 elections who support abortion rights. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New and rare pneumonia-like virus has caused at least 2 deaths and spread from China to other countries in Asia. Now, federal health officials are sending out teams of medical experts to screen passengers arriving from central China at 3 major airports in the U.S. The additional health screenings will start at JFK, but the CDC is also sending experts to airports in Los Angeles and San Francisco in hopes of preventing the spread of the mysterious coronavirus strain. There hasn't been a similar screening effort in the U.S. since the Ebola outbreak in 2014. The focus will be on passengers on flights originating in Wuhan, China. So far, there have been 45 confirmed cases, and the disease has spread to Thailand and Japan, sparking a World Health Organization alert. It is estimated that over 5,000 passengers will get the additional screening over the next few weeks, during which their temperatures will be taken and they'll answer questions about their health. If you're chosen, the process could take hours. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. A federal appeals court has thrown out a high-profile case brought by 21 children and young adults in a bid to block the federal government from encouraging the use of fossil fuels. Juliana versus the United States, filed in 2015, alleges the U.S. government knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would lead to damaging climate change, but failed to do enough to stop it. 2 judges of a 3-judge panel ruled the issues raised are best left to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.